I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Online purchasing is giving rise to small businesses that take the middleman out of the supply chain. The so-called direct-to-consumer model has changed the way we buy even the most mundane products, from mattresses to razor blades. One example is an Asheville-based pottery maker hoping to capture a larger slice of the ceramic dinnerware market. As BPR's Cass Harrington reports, East Fork Pottery is facing some challenges, due largely to its rapid online success.
It's 10:30 on a Thursday morning. A line of people has formed along the brick sidewalk outside East Fork Shop on Lexington Avenue. They're hoping to beat the anticipated deluge of online shoppers to East Fork's website, which won't stock the new inventory until noon. The Black Friday-like anticipation is all for the release of two new glaze colors, Big Sky and Celery.
I think I'm team Celery.
Lillian Childress is one of the first in line. She's here to buy some mugs in that citrusy green hue. The $36 coffee mugs, it turns out, are usually the first item to sell out.
I remember when I bought my first mug from them years ago, and I fell in love with it.
Have you ever waited outside for pottery before?
I've never waited outside for pottery. It has been on my calendar.
At 11 o'clock, the doors open and the crowd shuffles in. Very soon, people start stacking bowls and plates in their arms, cradling them like newborns. Lillian Childress picks up a mug, and I ask, what is it about the $36 mug that's so special?
I feel like I am holding earth. Like, it is solid, it's heavy, it's simple. Look at that. It's got mojo.
Whatever it is, East Fork says its inventory of 1,700 mugs sold out by 4 o'clock that afternoon. Traffic to their online store spiked 500%, more than any other day in the company's history. It could be partly to blame on the Food Network posting a story that very morning, dubbing the clay vessel the internet's favorite mug. Co-founder Connie Matisse shared a frantic update to East Fork's Instagram story.
Not everyone will get a mug today. That's the way it is. Believe me, we wish that weren't the case. We're doing our very best, but we are just a handful of humans making things by hand. We are not Amazon, and we're doing our best.
That's East Fork's biggest stumbling block right now. Demand has grown so rapidly in a few years, and the company can't always keep pace. While selling out of a product may seem like a good problem to have, co-founder Alex Matisse and Connie's husband says it comes with logistical challenges.
It's difficult to plan for it because the way we plan is by knowing exactly how much we can make. So right now we're in this funny paradigm of actually referring to our sales goals as an actual sales budget, meaning there's something to meet and not exceed, which is kind of an odd thing for a company to say, but we hope that that's not always the case.
The supply-demand imbalance isn't anything new or unusual, particularly as businesses like East Fork, called direct-to-consumer brands, take up a larger share of the market. Robert Hanfield is a professor of supply chain management at North Carolina State University.
Consumers are much more focused on niche requirements. They're not buying as many commodities. They're more interested in diversity and specific kinds of products. So, yeah, it's becoming a much more fragmented market, which is good for companies like this one in Asheville.
Hanfield says businesses struggling to keep up with inventory tend to stabilize by doing one of two things, raise prices or continue to scale up operations.
And I guess the question is, would you lose some dimension of what makes your product unique and what makes it valuable to customers? And I think that's the question that they have to face right now, is which of those two paths do they want to proceed and how to work through that dimension.
East Fork appears to be choosing the latter. Alex Matisse says he doesn't plan on raising prices. This past year, the company moved from a small workshop in Madison County to a 15,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Biltmore Village. Some of the machinery used to press clay into bowls and plates are salvaged from decommissioned plants that are no longer in business. And that's part of Matisse's aspiration, to bring back manufacturing and jobs to the region.
If this can be a place where people look forward to coming into work every day and they feel fulfilled, well, I've done something really right there.
One area where that could happen is in the harvesting and processing of the company's most prized resource, clay. East Fork contracts out to a local supplier, and the company just switched to a new source because the previous producer couldn't keep up with demand following holiday sales. Matisse says, no sweat, there's still plenty of clay in North Carolina and plenty more mugs on the way. Customers might just have to be patient for a while. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.